Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman.
It's been a little while now since you introduced legislation regarding big tech censorship in Iowa and kind of rolling back those tax breaks if a company were to censor speech of Iowans, and it just recently passed the GOP. So can we just talk a little bit about where that's at and if there's been any major changes to that legislation?
There hasn't been any major changes to that legislation. There were some technical changes that we made, but we did get it passed the Senate. It passed on a party line vote. I was somewhat disappointed. And, you know, what we heard from the opposing side was, what is the economic impact to the state by removing these tax credits and these tax breaks if they choose to censor? The response is very simple. It is, first and foremost, my responsibility and my duty is to protect Iowans' constitutional rights. And we do believe that Facebook and these other social media platforms are state actors, that they are entangled with state dollars and federal dollars and have been protected from liability immunity, provided liability immunity, and therefore they are a state actor, and therefore they must abide by our constitutional rights. And the big question is, what are we willing to sell our rights for, and how much are we willing to sell them? Because that's exactly what we heard. We heard we need jobs, we need people, we need business, we need economic growth in this state, and I would argue that at what cost? We're going to ignore the fact that these big tech companies are censoring free speech, and we're willing to turn and look the other way simply because they're providing a revenue stream here in the state of Iowa. And I would argue there isn't much of a revenue stream because we're not collecting much of anything through taxes, because we're giving them full tax breaks. They're not required to pay anything on their energy consumption. Unlike you and I and the listeners listening to this interview, we pay tax when we consume energy. Yet the largest energy consumers in our state pay nothing. And that's fine, you know, but the reality is Iowans aren't going to continue to foot the bill for them to censor us. So it moves to the House. The House has a little bit different language. We're working with the House. Hopefully we can come to an agreement. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. But we'll just have to see how it progresses from here.
The annual Iowa DNR sale, which sells, you know, firearms and bows and barrels and really, you know, a lot to do with firearms, was originally announced to take place in Omaha, Nebraska. And they recently moved that back to the Iowa State Fairgrounds here in Des Moines. Can you just explain a little bit? You voiced an opinion of wanting that sale to be moved back to Iowa. Can you just explain a little bit about how that worked and kind of your thought process on that?
Yeah, I have to admit, when I saw that it was being held in Nebraska, I was more than shocked. These are, first of all, they're not guns owned by the DNR. These are confiscated guns here in the state of Iowa. And then to contract with an out-of-state auctioneer and then to require that auction occur out-of-state defied logic to me. We would lose out on, you know, Iowans being able to come here into Des Moines and purchase those guns and keep those guns here in Iowa. It, again, didn't make any sense to me. So I reached out, I made the post, I reached out to the DNR and asked rationale and who was making these decisions, and was notified the next morning that after careful reconsideration, they were going to move the sale back into Iowa. And so I'm very pleased that they chose to do that. But again, still disappointed that this was even an issue to begin with.
There is kind of a bill making its rounds through the legislature, you know, kind of called the Back the Blue Bill. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, what that bill entails and what it aims to do?
There's a number of provisions within that legislation, but anything from what we have seen is when there's been protests, some of these folks that come out for these quote unquote peaceful protests are not there to peacefully protest. They're coming there with tactical gear to counter law enforcement. They're coming with laser pointers, for example, to shine in the eyes of law enforcement. So the bill really enhances penalties, creates criminal penalties for that type of behavior. One of the things that I had felt very strongly about 4 years ago, and I introduced the legislation 4 years ago, was to enhance penalties for those who block roadways. You don't have a right to block interstate commerce. You don't have a right to block someone else's constitutional right of free movement. And so we also have enhanced penalties is in there. Just a number of provisions, again, to safeguard our law enforcement and to create criminal penalties when people are acting in bad faith against our law enforcement, that they're going to be held accountable.
Another one that we kind of talked about a couple weeks ago was the traffic camera ban, and it did make its way through the first funnel week. Can you just explain, has there been any more talks on that or any more refining to what that legislation might look like?
There hasn't been a lot of conversation that I've been a part of. I don't sit on the Judiciary Committee, so we haven't had a lot of conversation yet about that. But again, I think it's a good piece of legislation that protects Iowans. Hopefully, we'll be able to see some movement on that within the next week or two.
One of the big hot topics in the Iowa legislature this year has been kind of school choice, and it did get split up into, you know, kind of three individual things. Can you just talk about, you know, where those separate pieces of that legislation are currently sitting at, you know, in the House and the Senate?
Yeah, so we here in the Senate had one bill that dealt with a number of aspects of school choice, from being able to offer scholarships to children who are in failing schools, one of the 34 school buildings that are failing. That was a provision. There was a provision also to get rid of diversity plans. Those are those plans that are instituted amongst five school systems here in Iowa, one here in Des Moines, in which individuals are not permitted to open and roll out even to another public school. And so we want to get rid of those diversity plans. The Iowa House has chosen to go down a little bit different route in taking all these different provisions of our one bill and splitting them up. A couple of those provisions have been passed in the Iowa House and have moved back to the Senate and will be assigned to the Education Committee to review those changes. We'll see what the Education Committee comes up with for their recommendation on whether or not the language is acceptable or if we're going to reject those pieces of legislation. So that's still yet to come. Hopefully within, again, the next few weeks, we'll have a better idea of where that legislation is heading.
Now, is there anything else that you would like to mention or talk about that's been going on in the Iowa Capitol this last week?
The only other thing that I can think of that I think is really a impactful piece of legislation that's going to hopefully pass the Iowa House, that passed unanimously to the surprise of me and my colleagues, was a bill to eliminate the inheritance tax, as well as eliminate the income tax triggers that we have in place. Those are those benchmarks that we have to hit to continue to reduce income tax. There was both of those provisions were in one bill. It passed unanimously in the Senate and is going to the House. You know, I've been a staunch advocate for eliminating the death tax in Iowa. I think it's a plunder tax. I think it's a horrible tax policy. And I think we've got a real opportunity to eliminate that tax once and for all.
And that was our conversation with Iowa State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. You can find this story online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. We would like to thank Senator Chapman for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.